he's been doing with Chris Klein, he's going to announce that the president's giving him a broader assignment on a national scale than the results of the
I, what I believe is, you know, you see these suggestions by Scott for the president, we spend half hour with each member of the House and Senate, and you look at the schedule like this, and
yeah,
there's one.
Who would they take out?
Why did they take theirs out? They could take out these are two or more expenses people, you go up to all, I could take out the counselors, I could take out the chief, I could take out the Sudanese, foreign minister today. And then the whole day is shot, we've got a president at night, and not one of those things we've got, and the question is, well, maybe the counselors can be made.
The counselors.
I don't know how we control it, and I must say, you take a poll, John, like Carl Curtis, I have campaigned for Curtis up years. He has always been a lousy candidate. I saved his ass time and time again. He gets 54% of the vote, we get 75%. What the Christ is he complaining about? Are you done?
It's as if they're in the menopause up there. They're cranky and bitchy and,
you know. If we ever get to a position, I totally told Alvin, I would go down and do the Senate policy lunch. Why, for Christ's sakes, you know, we have then the Democrats, why don't I come do that? Why don't I do this thing? You go to the House members, what the hell good is it going to be?
I think there are some target individuals that we can tie in with other kinds of things. And we'll watch for opportunities as long as we get
what I'm concerned about, as I told Paul, the reason I thought we were doing these five huge social events was that you and others had thought that was a good idea.
It is.
But I think maybe it's a way out.
No, it is a good idea, and it is very good.
Come back, we're running them in.
Well,
we're getting them far more seats of state dinners than they were in their dough.
I know.
They don't contribute a goddamn bit to the dinners.
Well.
And then I have to thank for the loyalists I haven't done, and I wonder what good it does.
We've been with Bush, McGregor, and Harbaugh.
Yes, I heard you did.
And we got a report back from them on that. And they say that it is paying real substantial dividends. And they all get their readings, of course, from a different standpoint than we do.
But on the other hand, they all say the president could only spend an hour and a half or 2 hours.
That's the old story.
If only it can't be done,
and
it would not work.
All right. And we don't have to do
it. I have brought them in. I wanted to throw it in the sky because it's really true. Over the 4 years, I've seen three ones, a factor two ones. Senator after senator, and it has never worked.
I know.
It has never worked. They said, if I can only see the president, I've had Mathias in here. I've had Cooper in several times. I've had the rest. What good is it?
Margaret J. Smith's a prime example.
Margaret J. Smith I've had in a dozen times. I never got a vote once. You know her and I have got a vote.
That's true.
It's true. They said, but you could only have Margaret again.
Yeah.
Now, Carl Curtis, remember we had these people on family assistance. What the hell good did it do?
It did no good. And as I say,
I think some of these thoughts, I think there's this to be said, this goes totally against what Harlow would say, probably McGregor and Bush. And they gave this land to the Eisenhower after the 56 elections. And the poor man we got down there killed him, and he finally had a stroke. But working around, he didn't do much, more than he'd done previously.
That's an important point. These guys are a rubbing place, and the attrition on you of those kinds of contacts, unless it could be proved that there's some payout, it's just out of the question.
It doesn't rub me. I mean, somebody else.
Sure.
But my point is, I want to do the job well. And you know, in 4 years, there's a hell of a lot of attrition.
That's right. That's right.
You got it in a couple of these dollars.
Well,
they said, how the hell did you do it? They wonder, I don't know. But one day, something will happen, just as sure as hell. And you get, and just because you come up with all these whiners and bitches in here, including that head of the American Bankers Association, I see, is squealing around about that he doesn't like our, we don't have a budget.
Is that so? I got awfully good readings from that New York Business Crowd.
Well, what I'm getting at is this. Don't ever, John, let you were all together in the kingdom. It lasts how long?
About 12 hours.
Well, about until they get a letter from home. And that's the thing. I think the Berutti operation is more flat than that, apparently. I raised all the alarm about that. I totally got some mail in the congressman. They apparently not getting any mail in on the budget. Now, what in the name of God does it matter?
I don't know.
Christ, we got, they got there. I want on my desk when I get back to the press. What the crisis brewery in this bunch done? You know what I mean? They are supposed to have a job. There are at least 100 lobbyists in this town earning $100,000 a year or more who in one way or another are against bigger government and more tax cuts.
Sure.
The tax foundation, etc. Now what in the Chamber of Commerce, they're in here. What in the name of hell are they doing? Are you telling me?
I can't tell you, but I'll find out.
Have you heard of the Chuck Hilton and Mayo? Not much.
Not much. But I had an education.
Well,
let me tell you how I see this congressional thing. It's evolving now. We're beginning to develop some ideas that don't involve taxing your time. But
too much on our side.
I think
that's
great.
You're not able to do anything. You're being like yesterday. You take 3 hours of those assholes.
Well, but that's trade-off. You see, if I don't do that, then you have to do it. And much better. that's a judgment call that we have to.
John, I'm pretty tight this afternoon. I'm sure the State Department I can see is going to run overtime.
Yeah.
My thinking is that mayors, I really would like to just come in and say, these guys are going to talk to you about your problem. Get the hell out. I don't want any conversation with them. Can we do it that way?
I would think so. I'm not in that, but let me see.
I thought you approved it.
I did approve it.
I'm not in the meeting. Let's see. 3 o'clock, I have 15 minutes. So I cut that to about 5.
No one at 15, of course. They're going to have a picture taken.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
I have 3 months.
Very supportive things.
That's right.
And